Well, giant of a man walks into the studio and I start to play the opening bars of the song and he says, Shugsy, just go on and perpetuate that myth like that's the only song I've ever produced in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, the veteran Gabby LaRue is sitting in my studio. This is a big day for me. I mean, I haven't seen you, sir, in a good few years.
Oh, far too long. It's
but,
jokes.
You know, you are, I mean, I know I've spent time with you. I've spent time in your studio. I've just, you are an incredible human being. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I must say, getting older has been good for me. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Good,
it's
good.
Giving a different perspective on life and on the industry. So
okay.
Very nice being here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to see you. My goodness, why has it taken you so long to come and visit? We'll get to that in another interview, I'm sure. But it's good to have you. And the reason why we are speaking with you today, Gabby, is because we're talking about the Funderland Family Festival. And we're also talking about the Funderland Mzansi Talent Search. Now, I know you are a veteran producer. We played in Kalakasa. I mean, that song, you together with Mandoza, that was the biggest South African crossover hit in history. Together with many others, the follow-up as well, earned Summers for both Song of the Year in 2001 and 2002. So, I mean, this man knows what he's talking about when it comes to crafting a hit. Why are you involved in this competition, the Funderland Mzansi Talent Search?
Sugar, traditionally, I'm not very fond of music talent competitions as such. I think, you know, it doesn't put enough attention on the love of music, on the love of the talent and the development of the talent. But we can get into that a little bit more. What makes this one different for me is the fact that, you know, in a sense, they've come to me and picked my brain and said to me, how have you experienced the industry and how do you believe if there was a competition, how should it be run? Mm. And to some extent, that's given me an opportunity to, you know, to bring to the table some of the things that I felt the other competitions missed.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to people who are less fortunate, you know, who perhaps can't make it to the audition day, or just lack of resources, or you know, with very little resources, but there's this amazing raw talent right there in the township, or you know, in an affluent area, or wherever the case may be. It's a great leveler, you know. So that's made this competition different for me. I thought about it a little bit, and you know, the people involved as well. It's just really a nice bunch of people, with a nice vision. You know, also to follow through in years to come, and particularly also to do some good in the community.
Absolutely,
you know, so,
absolutely. Yeah. Now, you have been very outspoken before about, you know, South African artists who are, for example, trying to imitate American or English singers, you know, sort of reactivating their whole accent, so to speak. I mean, that has been one of the articles that I've read, and you've also been very vocal about what you see is the shortcomings of some of the judges that are involved in these singing competitions and reality competitions. What are the judges going to be looking for in this competition?
Well, firstly, it's called the Mzansi Music Talent Search, which in itself, in the title itself, it tells you we're looking for people who are from Mzansi and aspire to be Mzansi music legends.
Okay.
You know, so if someone comes with an original song, or they're doing something, an established song by South African artists, definitely that would be an advantage for them. Because, you know, traditionally competitions, even the ones run here, most of what you hear is American, you know, in terms of the repertoire, etc.
Yes.
And as part of my bigger vision, when I came to this, I said, you know, they said they wanted to have a kwaito competition. I said, no. You know, if you look at kwaito as a genre, it's changed a lot, and it's very dynamic. These days, it's not really kwaito as such. It's sort of branched out into house, and then they're doing kom, you know?
Yeah.
So if you call it kwaito, in a sense, you're putting yourself in a little bit of an old school box.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't we just call it Mzansi?
Yeah.
And we break it up into the hip-hop and let them do kwaito if they want, or let them do kom, let them do, you know, house. Even school choirs, you know, I had the pleasure of producing some school choirs for a couple of years, some years ago, and I went all over the country and some of the remote areas. Man, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life to see these young kids sing folk songs,
yeah,
songs that speak of the culture of the country, and like jam them up, you know, yeah, and come with like hip hop beats to them and dancing,
wow,
and carrying on.
Wow.
And that inspired me so much that I really felt that I will look for opportunities to tap into that again. And yeah, then when this came along, I thought, well, let's throw the high school choirs in as well.
Absolutely.
To date, for the schools out there, we haven't yet had a choir entry.
Okay.
We've had everything else. So the school choirs, high school choirs, come on, guys, you've got to enter, all right? We want to see you.
I was just talking about high school choirs just a minute ago. Okay, yeah. So Gabby is looking for some high school choirs as well. We're going to have more with Gabby LaRue. He is a veteran producer, and he's worked with everybody from the late Mandoza to the late Lebo Matosa. He's worked with Danny Kaye. He's worked with the late Brenda Fassie. He's worked with Red Angel, the late Red Angel. He's worked with Cabello. He's worked with Lockenville and so many more. We'll take another of his very famous songs. Tell us a little bit about Flame of Life, Mandoza and Lebo together. Tell us about the song a little bit.
Well, you can imagine, you know, my little studio. I was still at my studio in Fisher that time. And yeah, these two legends turn up. It took me about a day just to get them kind of productive. They were talking so much. We didn't get much songwriting done the first day, but the second day they were on fire. And I'd already had the music ready. We wanted to do something. You'll hear this was sort of, you know, kind of R&B hip hop vibe. And then on a quieter tip, and they just aced it. It was such an easy thing for me to do.
I love that.
Wonderful.
I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabby LaRue is our very special guest. He is producing the Funderland Mzansi Talent Search. We'll have a couple of more questions for him after this one. Mandoza and Lebo. Flame of